yeah, ethanol production. 1036, Jerry Bader Show. Mark from Manitowoc, excellent call. Why isn't this tree-hugging lib from the Chicago Tribune who's a California native?
Well, you know, there's a terrible drought in California, and you're wasting all of this water.
Every drop of water that's here that has been here, with a rare exception, there is sometimes ice from outer space that actually is on meteorites and that sort of thing that burn up in our atmosphere and could contribute to the water. Other than that, we've been using the same water for millennia. Right now, California is just not getting its share. So you think we're going to carry those buckets out to California? Yeah, let's not make ethanol. Let's not make beer. Let's not make wine. Let's not have Noah's Ark if we're going to do that. But you're going to worry about this? I told you yesterday, I think it's mostly liberals that have a problem with this. And I think in part because conservatives have embraced a fundraising effort for a noble charity, and that shatters a liberal belief system. Well, you conservatives hate everybody. You wouldn't do that. I am resisting calling her a mental arthritic. I am resisting calling her a dunderhead. I am resisting calling her a mental midget. You thought I would leave that one out? Come on. I'm resisting that. As tempting as it is, I'm not going to call her any of those names. I'm not going to suggest she has a room temperature IQ. I'm not going to do that. What is the temperature? Yeah, actually, in this room, that'd make you pretty smart. No. No, it's 70 in this room right now. It's very comfortable. All right, on to other things. This is a what is right and what is wrong topic, and it's an extremely difficult one. Prior to the airstrikes to try to contain ISIS in Iraq, James Foley beheaded photojournalist's family was trying to negotiate, or actually raise, not negotiate, raise ransom money to free him. Did you hear what ISIS's demand was for James Foley? 100 million euro, 132 million American. His employer, Global Post Corporation, and his family was working to raise it. This is against U.S. policy. The Chicago Tribune reports that the FBI was aware of this and was doing nothing to stop it. Here's, of course, the stated policy of the United States. We don't pay ransom to kidnappers of any kind, certainly not terrorists, because all you are doing is encouraging that behavior. As the Chicago Tribune points out, this rule has been violated. Iran-Contra is one example they give, which I think is a weak one. You have Bergdahl, okay? But a lot of people criticize Bergdahl for violating that rule. The administration tried to portray it as a prisoner of war exchange. It wasn't. But for the most part, in terms of out-and-out extortion, kidnapping, the policy is we're not going to do that because it will encourage future kidnappings. Now, it's very easy to say we shouldn't do that when it's not your son, your father, your friend, your husband, whatever. Very easy to do. That doesn't mean you're wrong. That means it's easier for you to do than if you're too close to it. Well, how would you feel if it was your son? I wouldn't feel the same. That doesn't mean I would be right. It just simply means I wouldn't feel the same. But here's where I think, here's the real what is right and what is wrong. You may or may not be aware of this, but other countries don't have that policy. Other countries, in fact, are paying these sums of money. And, in fact, it is believed to be ISIS's main revenue stream. The Tribune writes, like other terrorist groups, the Islamic State militants have used kidnappings as a criminal enterprise to raise money. In April, the group released 4 French and 2 Spanish journalists, reportedly for large ransoms. We don't know the number. We know they were asking for 130 million dollars for Foley. Indeed, writes the Tribune, the last email to the Foleys complains that the U.S. has not arranged the release of your people via cash transactions as other governments have accepted. Hey, what's the deal? Why aren't you a giant ATM the way France and Spain and these other countries are? Obama administration officials said Thursday they see no reason to revisit the policy. Paying money gives terrorists an incentive to seize more Americans and bankrolls future terrorist acts, they argue. Now, here is the question. One, I believe the Obama administration, the American government, should be telling these other countries, these European nations, damn it, don't pay. Don't pay. But we're not going to show that leadership. I agree with the policy of not paying. I know it's difficult. And you may ask, if you've watched the video, and Jason and I separately sat down and watched it and stopped the moment that monster puts the knife to Foley's throat. Because you know there's no reason. You know, the way he violently grabs his head, and that's all you needed to see. That's all I needed to see. And it would be very... I understand. But here's what I think is the moral dilemma. If European countries are going to pay the ransom, should the United States basically stand alone and say that our citizens can't pay the ransom? If somebody could have convinced Bill Gates to come up with the $130 million, should our government stop them from doing that when we can't stop the rest of Europe from doing that? 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I have some thoughts on this. I'll share them in a bit. I want to take some of your calls. It's 1044.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.